As the children are going, I'd like to ask you to turn in your Bibles to the 10th chapter of Matthew.
我请大家翻到马太福音第十章。
Matthew 10.
马太福音第十章。
And I'm going to begin reading at verse 24. And I'll read through verse 31.
从二十四节一直读到三十一节。
Jesus is talking to his followers.
耶稣是跟自己的门徒来讲话。
He's trying to encourage them as well as prepare them for what is coming.
他想激励他们，也是来装备他们，让他们面对即将来到的事情。
Verse 24, a student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household?So don't be afraid of them. There's nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
好，我们一块儿来读二十四节开始。好，一二三，请。学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样，也就罢了。人既骂家主是别西卜，何况他的家人呢？所以不要怕他们，因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。我在暗中告诉你们的，你们要在明处说出来；你们耳中所听的，要在房上宣扬出来。那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。两个麻雀不是卖一分银钱吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上，就是你们的头发都被数过了。所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
Let's bow for a moment of prayer.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, be our teacher.
全能神的灵，请做我们的老师。
The things we need to learn and understand cannot be grasped by our minds.
我们所要理解的这些东西，实在不是我们的脑子可以真正理解的。
We want to take hold of your truths in our hearts.
我们想把你自己的真理可以装在我们的心中。
That they may impact the way we live.
所以这真理可以影响我们生活的方式。
To this end, we commit ourselves to you.
我们就因此把我们献在你面前。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Amen.
我主耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen.
A very important question, I think, for us today is.How do we see our own personal worth or value?
今天有一个很重要的问题，就是我们怎么看我们个人的价值。
Do you consider yourself valuable?
你觉得自己有价值吗？
Do you have great worth?
你觉得自己珍贵吗？
Now, for some people, The way they view themselves is according to how other people see them.
有些人看自己是看从别人的眼睛里来看自己。
Many work hard to get other people to like them and affirm them.
有些人工作很努力，目的是要让别人可以喜欢他们，可以能够肯定他们。
Are there any of you maybe here this morning that depend a great deal on other people's opinion of you as to how you feel?
你们中间是不是有些人是在依靠别人对你的观点，能够让你自己对自己感觉不错
？That's what we call giving away the power of your life.To other people.
就是我们说的是把你自己生命的这个力量这个能力给了别人
It's dangerous.
这是很危险的
Because if you ever discover that some people don't like you, you'll begin to wonder if you have any value.
因为当你发现有人不喜欢你，你就开始在怀疑自己有没有价值
Of course, the media tells you how valuable you are.
当然，这种新闻界各方面都来告诉你，你到底有多大大的价值。
Newspapers, magazines, television,
报纸、杂志还有电视。
They tell you you have value if you spend your money for this or that, and therefore you become valuable.
他们告诉你，如果你把钱花出来来做这个是做那个，你就会有价值。他们就会告诉你，你很有价值。
The car you drive，
你所开的车。
The clothes you wear，
你所穿的衣服。
Television even tells us that we need to have clean white teeth。
电视甚至告诉我们必须有很干净、很白的牙齿。
Now you're really worth something.
你现在你就确实有点价值。
And of course, in our economic system, our status depends on what we possess.
就在我们这个体系，我们的价值是在我们所拥有什么。
If we own certain commodities of value, that gives us a more prominent position in society.
如果我们拥有一些好像有价值的这些财物，我们在这个社会上就有一定的位置。
Many years ago, we went through a horrible time. It was called the Second World War.
很多年前，我们经历了一个非常可怕的时期，就是第二次世界大战。
Not too many of you were alive in those days.
你们中间没有很多人在那个时候是活着的。
But I think you've heard about how they in Europe took all of the Jewish people and put them in concentration camps.
我相信你们听到在欧洲，他们把那些犹太人都把他们抓起来放在集中营里边。
And then they took millions.And placed them in ovens and burned them.
然后他们就把上百万的人就把他们放在这种毒气炉里边来把他们致死。
But there was a prominent Jewish doctor in one of those concentration camps who survived.
但是中间有一个很有名的犹太的大夫，犹太的医生，他在一个集中营里边，但是他活下来了。
And he wrote a book.
他就写了一本书
And in that book he describes some of the things that happened in those concentration camps.
他在那本书里边就来描述在集中营里边发生的事情
He talks about many prominent Jewish leaders being brought to the concentration camp.
他讲到很多有名的犹太人的领袖们就被带进这个集中营里
These were doctors and university professors.
这边有大夫，这中间也有大学的教授。
These were prominent, wealthy businessmen.
他们是很有名的、很有钱的这些商人。
But when they were brought to the concentration camp, they were made to take all of their clothes off.
他们被带到集中营之后，就是要把自己所有的衣服都要脱掉。
They were then given some rough clothes to wear.
然后就给一件很粗糙的这种衣服让他们穿。
And they were given a number.
然后他们身上就开始贴一个号码。
As far as those running the concentration camp, they no longer had a name or a title.
在那些集中营里边来管集中营的人，对于他们来讲，他们既没有称号，也没有名字。
The doctor observed the fact that some of these very prominent, wealthy, educated people, when they lost their clothing and their title, they became extremely anxious and even some committed suicide.
这个大夫就观察到这些著名的、这些有名的、这些有钱的这些人，当他们不再有名号，当他们不再有他们身上所穿的这一切的衣服，他们就开始特别的紧张，有人甚至自杀。
They were so dependent on their clothing and their title of doctor or professor that when they were stripped of these things, they had nothing left.
他们那样的依赖他们的这个地位，他们的名号，他们这些大夫或者大学教授这种名字，当他们这一切从他们拿走之后，他们就没有办法。
No inner sense of value.
在他内心深处没有他内心的这个价值。
Their concept or their sense of value or worth was all external.
他们生命的价值完全是外在的。
So I ask you today, what are you worth?
所以今天我就问你，你的价值如何？
Is it what people tell you?
你是别人告诉你价值多少，你就有多少吗？
Is it your status in society?
是你在这个社会里边的这一个地位吗？
Is it the possessions you have?
是你自己所拥有的财物吗？
Jesus talks to his disciples.About their worth.
耶稣就跟他的门徒来告诉他们他们的价值。
And it's interesting in the New Testament that the two illustrations that Jesus uses are both about birds.
很有意思，当耶稣在新约中间所用的两个例子都是跟鸟有关系。
So you might say that.This message this morning is for the birds.
你可以说今天早上的信息是为鸟所讲的。
Here in this 10th chapter of Matthew, Jesus refers to the sparrows that fall to the ground.
在这第十章这个地方，耶稣讲到可以掉在地上的这个麻雀。
He says these two sparrows that fall.Are only worth 1 cent.
他说这两个麻雀掉在地上的也就只值一分银钱。
They have no real value in the marketplace.
他们在市场上没有真正的价值。
Actually, these little sparrows were sold to poor people that they might have some meat to eat.
这小小的麻雀实际上是卖给穷人，所以他们可以吃一点肉。
I can't picture eating a sparrow.
我没办法想象我自己吃麻雀。
That would not be my choice for dinner.
这个不是我这不是我晚餐的这种所要吃的。
But this is what the poor people could afford.
但这是穷人所能够付得起的。
Two sparrows for 1 cent.
两个麻雀一分银钱。
In Luke, Jesus talks about Five sparrows for 2 cents.
在路加福音，路加说到，在五个麻雀是值两分银钱。
If they have 2 cents, we'll throw one extra in, and you get five.
如果你要是有两分银钱，我们就再来加上一个，你就能拿到五个。
Not really worth very much.
他们不是很有价值。
But Jesus goes on to point out the fact.That they do not fall, but that God knows and sees.
但是这个地方，耶稣就讲到这样的一个事实：他们不会掉在地上，因为上帝看到。
He is trying to help them to see that if this is the value that God places on a sparrow, how much more does he value you?
他实际上是告诉他们，如果上帝把这个价值放在这个麻雀上，他岂不是更加来珍惜你？
Jesus really is teaching some very what we would call heavy theology here.
耶稣的的确确是在教导一些其实是很深重的这些神学。
He is saying to them, God is in control of everything, including the sparrow.
他实际上是在告诉我们，上帝是在控制一切，包括麻雀。
And if he's in control of the sparrow, certainly he is the God that is in control of your life.
他如果是控制这个麻雀，当然他也是这位能够控制你的生命、掌管你生命的这位主。
We call this the sovereignty of God.
我们说，我们把这个叫做上帝的主权。
The unlimited power that God has over his entire creation.
上帝对他所创造的这个世界所有的无限的这个权利。
And even as much, Jesus says, God knows what their needs are.
耶稣是说上帝知道他们的需要是什么。
God is not only unlimited power, but he knows all of our needs.
上帝不仅有无限的能力，而且他知道我们每一个需要。
One of the most powerful experiences of my own life.
在我生命之中有一个非常有力的这个见证。
Some years ago, I was going through a crisis.
很多年前我曾经经历过一个危机。
It was the kind of experience in which I lost weight and I couldn't sleep.
就当时我自己体重都越来越轻，我也没办法睡觉。
I can remember in the middle of the night walking around the house looking for some place to sit down that I could relax.
我就记得自己在晚上的时候，夜里在房间里走，能够希望能够找到一个地方，我可以坐下来，可以放松。
I finally found myself laying on the floor in the living room.
我后来发现自己就在客厅的地毯上躺着。
And tears were running down the side of my face.
眼泪就从我的脸颊中这样子流下来。
And I was wondering, how can I get up tomorrow morning and go and meet people?
我就在那边想，我第二天早上如何可以起来出去来跟人见面。
I'm a minister of the gospel.
我是福音的，我是传福音的。
I'm supposed to know the joy of the Lord.
我应该知道神的喜乐。
But my life is broken.
但是我的生命是破碎的。
But in the morning I was out and among the people with a smile and a warm handshake and a friendly word.
但第二天早上我就能够出去见人，能够带着笑脸跟人很温暖的去握手，来问安。
It was an act.
那是只是一个表演。
It wasn't true.
不是真实的。
And I wondered down in my own heart, God, do you understand what I'm going through?
我在我内心深处我在问神，神啊，你知不知道我所经历的这一切？
Have some of you ever been in that kind of a situation?
你们中间有没有过这样的经历？
Maybe not as bad.
你可能没有像我这么糟糕。
But there are moments of heartbreak and distress, and you wonder, God, are you there?
有过，你肯定是有过这样心碎，还有很多压力的情况。你当时在呼喊，神啊，你在哪里？
Psalm 22.
诗篇第22篇。
my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，你为什么抛弃我？
My friends, Jesus wants you to know that God knows all about your needs and your hurt.
我的朋友们，耶稣想让你知道，上帝知道你所有的伤害还有所有的需要。
laying there on the floor with the tears running down my face, I had the awareness of the fact, not because I felt it, but because I knew it from the Word of God, that He is here and He knows and He understands.
躺在那个地上的时候，眼泪从我的脸颊下来，我就很清楚，不是只是我的脑子，而是神的话语告诉我，他就在这个地方，他知道我的需要。
If he knows and understands the need of the bird, even more he knows your need.
如果他知道，他能够理解鸟的这个需要，他更加能够知道，更加能理解你的需要。
This God is not only sovereign and all-knowing.
这个主不仅仅是有主权全能，而且是全知。
This passage also teaches us about the providence of God.
这个经文同样教导我们神的看护。
I want you to hear this because it's important.
我想让你记住这些，因为这个非常重要。
As you folks know, my wife and I travel all over the world.
你们中间都知道，我跟我的太太在世界各地旅行。
And we've had people come and say to us, particularly about our India ministry, why do you go to those people and disrupt their lives with a new religion?
我会有人会来到我们面前说，你们为什么要去那里，主要是指的去印度，你为什么要去他们那里去带这所谓的新的宗教去来捣乱他们的生活。
We don't go to disrupt their lives with a new religion.
我们去那里不是来使得这些人用新的宗教让他们的生活来搅乱他们。
We go to introduce them to the living God who loves themand cares for them.
我们去是要把这个永活的神介绍给他们，这个神爱他们，这个神是光顾他们。
And there is no other religion in the world that teaches a God who actually enters into his creation with love and compassion.
世界上没有任何一个宗教在教导这样子一位神来进入这个世界，来带着爱，带着怜悯进入这个世界。
Do you understand that?
你明白这个道理吗？
That's why they have to ring bells and burn incense, and they have to shout and cry out to God, because their God does not offer to come to them.And meet their need.
这就是为什么他们要敲钟，他们要烧纸，而且要大声呼喊对他们的神，因为他们那位神是没有办法没有来到他们的生命之中，来与他们相遇，来满足他们的需要。
I love that great story in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings.
我就是喜欢这个中间这个故事，在第十八章，在列王记下第十八章的这个故事。
Do you remember the debate, the argument between the prophets of Baal and the prophet Elijah?
你们记不记得当时在巴利的先知还有先知以利亚之间的这个争论
？They decided that they were going to.Show how powerful their God was.
他们决定来表明他们的神到底有多么强大。
So in that story, the prophets of Elijah of Baal heap up a sacrifice for the god Baal.
所以在那个故事中间，巴利的先知就开始把这些所有所献的祭都把它堆起来。
And they cry out to God to send fire.To consume the offering.
他们就向这个神来呼喊，让这个神来降下火，能把这个祭烧掉。
And they prayed.
他们就祷告。
And they prayed.
他们祷告。
And nothing happened.
什么事情也没发生。
Elijah said, "Maybe you need to holler a little louder."
以利亚就说，大概你们需要嗓门更大一些。
I think your God may be asleep.
我觉得可能你的那个神正在睡觉。
Oh, Or maybe he went off on vacation.
他也可能去假了。
And so they cried louder and louder.
他们就更大声地喊，大声地喊。
And of course nothing happened.
当然什么事情也没有发生。
The gods of these religions have to be summoned by sacrificial offerings.
这些神的 这些宗教的神是要通过你能够献祭才能把他叫来。
Then you remember Elijah put his offering.
你记得以利亚把他的祭放上去。
And they poured water over it.
然后就泼了很多的水在其上。
Once, twice, three times.
就是一次、二次、三次。
And Elijah called upon the Lord, and the offering was consumed immediately.
耶稣以利亚就来呼喊神，然后这个祭一下就被烧掉了。
Jesus is saying, "Listen, God is sovereign. God is all-knowing. God is compassionate. He will meet your need."
耶稣说，上帝是有主权的，是有权有能力，他又知道，他会来满足你的需要。
Of course, a critical question you've got to answer is, do you know him as your savior?
但是有一个很关键的问题你需要回答，你知不知道他是你的救主？
Have you trusted him to forgive and to give you a new heart?
你有没有信靠他来饶恕你，来给你一个新的心？
It's not until we really learn who we are in Jesus Christ that we no longer worry about what other people think or how we look or the things we own. We know who we are in Jesus Christ.
当我们不再去顾及别人如何看我们，只有 这种情况，只有当我们认识了耶稣基督，知道他是我们的主，我们就不再以这种我们生命的这些其他的东西，我们拥有什么，我们穿什么，别人怎么来看我们作为我们的标准。
Sparrows fall, but God knows.
麻雀会掉下来，但上帝知道他们。
Over in the 12th chapter of Luke, Jesus points out the fact that if they look at the ravens, they don't know how to make clothes, they don't know how to farm for food, but the ravens are okay because God provides for them.
在路加福音十二章二十四节那个地方，上帝这个耶稣就教导你去看乌鸦，他既不种也不收，又没有仓也没有库，神尚且养活他。
It's interesting, Jesus says, consider the ravens.
你非常有趣，主耶稣这样说，你去想一想乌鸦。
That phrase means, take a few minutes and look and think about how these ravens can survive.
那意思就是说，你去花一点时间去看这乌鸦，好好去想一想，他们怎么能活得下来
？They're helpless.
他们是没有救的。
There's nothing they can do to sustain their lives. They're dependent totally on God.
他们没有什么办法可以让自己活下来，他们完完全全依靠神。
So, if God takes care of the ravens, will He take care of you?
所以如果上帝来照顾这个乌鸦，他会不会照顾你？
Is there anybody here beside me who tends to worry?
我们中间有谁除了我这样子喜欢担忧的？
Any worriers?
这中间有没有担忧的爱担忧者？
I do.
我是这样的人。
How can we help but not worry when we're not sure of what is going to happen next?
我们怎么能会不担忧呢？因为我们不知道下一步要发生什么事情。
God says, I want you to believe in me, and you need not worry.
上帝说，我要让你来信靠我，你不要担忧。
We constantly are concerned about things that we probably can't change and that are inevitable, and thus we need to learn to trust Him to be in control.
我们常常去担心那些我们无法控制的这些事情，所以我们要真的是要信靠上帝，因为他掌管一切。
I feel deeply convicted when I find myself worrying.
当我自己发现我自己在发愁的时候，我就知道。
In about 4 weeks, Colleen and I leave for India.
大概近4个礼拜之后，我跟 Colleen 就要去印度。
We're introducing Kairos to the Dune Bible College students.
我们就会把抓紧时机这个课程 去带给那边有一个圣经学院的学生们。
This is exciting.
这是一个非常令人兴奋的情况。
We have 3 men from India who have taught Kairos that are coming to work with us.
在印度我们有三个弟兄，他们都教过抓紧时机把握时机这个课程，会跟我们一起。
We see the Kairos course, which some of you have taken, as an opportunity to challenge and mobilize the Church of Jesus Christ in India.
我们你们中间有人都上过把握时机，我们把这个把握时机这个课，真的是当着可以能够激起印度的教会一同来传福音的这样的一个课程。
I've been going to India now for 41 years.
我去印度已经去了41年。
And I'm more convinced than ever that God needs to do something within the Indian church to stir it with new vision to reach their own people.
我更加的相信上帝要在印度内部的这些教会来在他们中间有翻转，让他们能够有信心去来向周围的人传福音。
And this Kairos course is a great tool.
这个抓紧把握时机这个课程就是一个很好的工具。
But yesterday, 2 days ago, we had our executive committee meeting, and we put out our budget, and we discovered the budget is far greater.than our finances.
对，两天前我们就开了一个会，把我们所需要的预算放在一起。我们突然就发现这个预算远远超过我们现在手头所有的钱。
I'm not worrying.
但是我不担心。
Wherever the finger of God points, His hand will make a way.
上帝的手所指的地方，他的指头所指的地方，他的手就一定会为我们预备道路。
And I can remember several years ago as a pastor of a church meeting with my staff.
大概几年前，有一个教会的传道人就跟我们的同工聚在一起。
And I said to the staff, I'm leaving in 20 minutes.To go to the airport to fly to India.
我跟这些同工说，我20分钟之后就会到机场，飞到印度去。
And I want you to pray for us because I don't have the money to go.
我说我需要你们祷告，因为我没有去的钱。
There was a knock at the office door.
就在办公室就有人敲门。
I became just a little bit angry.
我就有点生气了。
I told the secretary not to disturb the staff meeting because it was very special.
我跟秘书说了，不要来打扰我们这一个同工会，因为这个特别的重要。
And there was a knock at the door.
居然就有人敲门。
I went to the door and opened it.
我就到门口把门打开。
The expression on my face was not friendly.
我的表情不是非常友善。
And there stood a young man, Frank Pulcini.
那边就站着一个年轻人叫 Frank Pulcini.
And he said, Jim, The Lord laid it on my heart to bring this check to you today.
他说 ，Jim， 他说主就放在我心中感动我，让我给你一张支票。
Now he is a very profitable businessman in Bryn Mawr.
他是在 Bryn Mawr 一个真的是有很多钱的商人。
And the check he handed me was for $3,000.
他就给了我3000块钱的这样的一个支票。
And every bill for that trip was paid.
所有的去印度的所需要的一切的花销，那个钱都付了，都付上了。
Do we learn anything from the past?
我们有没有从我们的过去的经历学到什么？
My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
我的上帝会供给你生命中所需要的一切，就是按照他在耶稣基督里边的丰富。
When we go to the 11th chapter of Hebrews,
当我们去看到希伯来书第十一章的时候，
Are you familiar with that chapter?
你记不记得那一章？
They call it the roll call of the saints.
那可以说是圣徒的这个排名榜。
One after another they list the saints of the Lord who suffered and in some instances were killed.
他一个一个都列出那些在圣徒他们为主经历苦难，有些甚至死亡。
But this 11th chapter of Hebrews says, by faith, by faith, by faith, they endured.
十一章希伯来书就不停地说，因着信，因着信，因着信，他们忍耐。
As a matter of fact, in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, after talking about the saints who survived because of faith,
所以在希伯来书第十二章，当讲到所有的这些圣徒，讲完这些圣徒的时候，他们这样子讲。
Hebrews 12, 5 and 6 says,
希伯来书十二章五到六节，
God has said,Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. I will not worry. What can people do to me?
希伯来书实际上是十三章五到六节，因为上帝曾说，我绝不撇下你，也绝不丢弃你，所以我可以勇敢地说，主是我的帮助，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
Do you know this God personally?
你有没有认识这位神？
Have you trusted him to be your very own God?
你有没有信靠他作为你个人的这样的神？
For God sees the sparrow that falls.
因为这位神看到那个会掉在地上的麻雀。
God feeds the helpless raven.
上帝也喂养真的是无助的乌鸦。
And that sovereign God.
这位全能的神。
That all-knowing God.
这位全知的神。
That compassionate God.
这位极有怜悯的神。
Comes to you and says, I want to walk with you through the most difficult experiences of life.And give you courage and confidence and faith.
这位神来到你面前，他说：“我想与你同行，经历你生命中最大最大的这个挑战，来给你信心，给你力量。”
A sparrow is only worth two sparrows, only worth a penny.
两个麻雀只价值一分银钱。
How much more are you worth?
你价值多少？
Some years ago, going back quite a few, I worked often with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
很多年前，我常常跟 Billy Graham 就是葛培里布道会这个机构一起合作。
Mr. Graham had a number of associate evangelists.
葛培里牧师他有一群跟他一起来传道的人。
And I, I worked with these associate evangelists in their citywide crusades.
我就跟这些跟帮助他传道的这样的一些人，就在一个城市，一个在有一个在城市里边这样的一个大的传道布道会。
My responsibility was to direct the music and the choir.
我的责任呢，就是来带领一个诗班。
And also to work with the youth.
而且是跟青少年一起。
I was in this crusade in South Dakota.
我是在北卡，在北。
And we received word that we were going to have two special guests at the crusade service that night.
我们就知道我们有两个特殊的客人会在我们那天布道会出现。
The soloists who traveled with Billy Graham for about 50 years, George Beverly Shea was going to be in the crusade that night.
中间有一位跟葛培里一起花了五十年时间跟他一起去布道的，有一个音乐家是在我们中间，叫做Bev Shea.
And he was going to sing "How Great Thou Art."
他要唱的是你真伟大这首歌。
And I had the privilege of directing the choir behind his solo.
我就有一个福气，可以来在他独唱的时候，后边就有一群的这个诗班一起来唱。
What a great experience that was!
那实在是一个非常奇妙的经历。
But there was a second guest.
但是中间又有一个第二个客人。
Her name was Ethel Waters.
她的名字叫做 Ethel Waters。
You may not remember that name.
你可能不知道这个名字。
Ethel Waters was an African-American singer who traveled with the Billy Graham Association.
她是个黑人诗人，黑人音乐家，她跟
Billy Graham. In almost every crusade, Ethel Waters would come and she would sing her famous solo.
所以每一次的这个布道会他都会参加，然后他都会唱他最著名的这一个独唱。
Might there be anybody here who would know what that was?
你们中间有没有人知道他唱什么？
She would sing "His eye is on the sparrow."
他会唱他的眼睛看顾麻雀。
And I know he watches me.
我知道他看顾我。
She came up and stood alongside of me. I was at the podium directing music, and she took the oxygen from her nose because her body was beginning to deteriorate.
她就是她来到这个布道会，就在我旁边，前面讲台在我旁边。她把这个氧气从她鼻子上拿下来，因为她的身体非常不好。
Well into her 80s.
她已经很大年龄了。
And she only sang part of the song, and she talked through the rest.
她只唱了一部分这歌，但是她下面都是用讲话这样讲出来。
And it was always so comforting when she would say, "My little children, his eye is on the sparrow, and you know that the Lord." Is going to keep you. Listen to.
所以就特别的感动。每次当他说到我的孩子，我的小孩子，他看顾麻雀，所以他也看顾你。
I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubt and fear. For by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches.
You can sing with me.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me
again.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Almighty God, we thank you that you are a sovereign God.
我们感谢你，你是有全能的神。
And you know all about us.
你知道我们的一切。
And as a compassionate God, you enter into your creation to redeem us and to fill us with your Holy Spirit.
作为一个有怜悯的神，你进到你自己的创造之中，你来拯救我们，你用圣灵来充满我们。
I pray, Father, for some here who have never yielded themselves to you and trusted you for your salvation.
就为我们中间这有些人来祷告，特别中间从来没有真的是把生命献给你来接受你救恩的人来祷告。
Grant God that they may become hungry to know the God who loves them and who comes to them with compassion.
让他们能够真的是饥渴慕义，能够来认识这位寻找他们的主。
And I pray for brothers and sisters here this morning that are carrying heavy burdens and are filled with frustration and anxiety and even worrying.
我们为我们这些其他弟兄姐妹，今天早上我们可能带着很多的重担，有很多的担忧，有很多的害怕。
May they mind the 37th Psalm and turn their whole burden and load over to you.
让他们真的是记得诗篇37篇，可以把自己全部的重担卸在你的面前。
The sparrow does not fall, but that you know it.
麻雀不会掉地上，因为你知道。
The raven is helpless, but you feed the raven.
麻雀，乌鸦真的是很无助，但是你会喂养它们。
And in the midst of all that we may have to endure, we thank you that your eye is on us.
在我们所经历的这一切，我们要忍耐的地方，我们感谢你，因为你的眼睛看顾我们。
And you're available to meet the need of our heart with your grace and with your power.
你的的确确能够满足我们内心深处的需要，用你自己的力量，用你自己的能力。
With thanksgiving and praise, O God, we come to you this day.
主啊，我们用我们的感恩还有赞美来到你面前。
Through Christ our Lord, we pray.
奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Folks, if you're here this morning and you've never met the sovereign, all-knowing, and compassionate God, know today that through Jesus Christ, you can experience His love and grace.
朋友，如果今天你来到这个地方，你从来没有接受这位全能的、有怜悯的神，今天借着耶稣基督，你可以来接受他、经历他。
Explain what they may do. How might they?
如果你愿意接受耶稣基督，等到这个会后，你可以过来找我们来讲你的自己的心愿。
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Dr. Otto. Blessing.
Benediction. Fine. Prepare to receive the benediction, please.
让我们一同来预备来接受主的祝福。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
耶和华祝福你，保护你。
The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
愿耶和华的脸光照你，赐恩于你。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐给你他的 shalom.
The health and the wholeness of Almighty God.
就是从全能神而来的健康、完全和平安。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.